I'm with Gunnar Wright in Les Utopiales. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm fantastic. It's so great to be here in Nantes and to be a part of the festival. Great people, great food, the home of Jules Verne. So it's a real treat.
We watched your movie yesterday, Love. What did you like when you read the script? Because you are all alone for all the movie. It's a little bit tough, I suppose, to have nobody to speak to.
I think the first thing that drew me to the script was playing an astronaut. And doing it in somewhat of a realistic way, even if it's sci-fi, and set in the near future. But just at least for me, a childhood dream was to always be an astronaut. So I saw that in the script, and I said, yeah, let's go. And I didn't realize how difficult production was going to be until we started to shoot. But at that point, I had both feet and was ready to go. So
4 years long to shoot the movie. You didn't act for that long.
No, we started in September of 2007, and with some production delays and glitches and with more money, the producers started to see what we were shooting and wanted to help and put more money into the project. And sometimes, because we got more money, that ended up meaning let's go back and reshoot. Because now we can link other scenarios together. And as a testament to the director, Will Eubank, William actually, when more money came in to save money, that's when he told the producers and production, listen, I'll go back and I'll build a space station. It's going to take 8 months or 9 months, but in the long run, it's going to save us time, it's going to save us money, and I think we're going to get a better product. So 99% of what you see on the screen is actually a space station that was built on William Eubank's parents' farm. So probably, I want to say maybe 3 months total of shooting with little pickups here and there. But if you took everything and consolidated it, the most difficult aspect was just that amount of separation. Sometimes there would be 8 or 9 months in between scenes. So
how do you work like that to keep your mind focused, because you're all alone in the space station? Do you need to be all alone before the shooting, or?
One of the things that helped me was, first off, most of the time we shot, especially on William Eubank's farm, I lived up there. So right off the bat, it gave me that separation from everyday life, from Hollywood, from the cell phones, and that helped. In some of the more intimate and really difficult scenes, they had his parents had an old motorhome, and so I would keep myself in there, kind of away from the crew, and we had some coffee table books of old NASA space missions, and I would just look at the pictures of those astronauts and try to use a lot of those images as a foundation to start off and start the scenes off with.
Did you talk with some real astronauts to know how they prepare to go in mission and stuff like that, or no? It's just acting.
It's funny. We later on there was some support, but at the beginning I just used YouTube and I went on YouTube and watched as many videos as I could, and really there was this one in particular, this one coffee table book that William's parents had given him as a gift before production, and that was in that motorhome. And I just would go through it over and over again, reading some of the old accounts with the moon mission and just all the Apollo missions, and just look at those visuals. But YouTube really helped, just to get an idea of, you know, not knowing what button I'm pressing or why, but just to make sure it looks like it's real, you know?
What scene did you prefer to act?
I really liked those moments with the women, the Nancy's character in particular, even though she was going to be, to the viewers, probably a fictitious person, or is she real, is she not real? I think because I was craving, even as a man, craving so much of a connection, that those little tiny scenes, I felt it personally, and I hope it translated well for the audience. Wanting to communicate, wanting to touch another person. So,
do you think that if something like that really happened, you could live such a long time? I mean, at one special time in the movie, you go out of the spaceship and you want to unlock, and you cannot do that. Do you think if it really happened, the spaceman could do that? Oh.
You know, I think when you dive into that type of an extreme situation, I really think it becomes personal. I think that even though, as an astronaut, for an example, they're trained just like the military for the most extreme case scenarios, but yet I think in a situation like that, it becomes intimate. What's your will to live? How bad do you really want to, you know, survive? And I don't think Captain Lee Miller, I don't think that he had it in him to commit suicide, to give up on life. Even though at that moment, it was just him and there was no more life.
What are your next project?
Well, right now I've got a couple of projects that unfortunately I can't publicly say because we're still working on contracts, but hopefully, if it works out, I'll be shooting a movie right after Christmas. And, hopefully, we'll be able to do another movie to come back to Nantes.
In sci-fi, action, or...?
This one would be more reality-based action, but yet there's also a couple of other projects that are more sci-fi, which, to be frank, that's my favorite genre. I've always loved sci-fi in all kinds of capacity. Movies that are based in reality, they're great, I understand them. But to me, especially coming from a little boy, loves and the movies that you see here at Nantes and sci-fi in general is what, in my opinion, imagination's all about.
A word you would like to add?
You know, I think that when you do something passionately that you love, for us with the film Love, we didn't know where it was going to go. We weren't making any money. There was a lot of frustration, but yet we felt passionately about what we were doing. And to be here in Nantes and to see the success of the film is so special that for you out there that are doing something that might seem difficult or you kind of question it sometimes, that's totally understandable, but don't give up. Do something that you love, and at the end of the day, you can be proud. Yeah.
You're welcome.